program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, V. Bennett Darrett, Peter Leeds, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Have you ever tasted a cream pie made with Pet Milk, or a rich chocolate pudding, or one of those good smooth cheese sauces? Well, then you can understand why Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, is the first choice of good cooks. No other form of whole milk gives foods the same richness of flavor. And something else that's mighty important is the extra wholesomeness Pet Milk puts into those favorite family dishes of yours. You see, Pet Milk is good, sweet country milk that's double rich, concentrated to double richness by evaporation. So you're always sure of extra goodness and extra wholesomeness when you use Pet Milk for cooking. Extra compliments, too. And do all those extras cost you extra? No. Definitely no. You can enjoy better food for less money when you use Pet Milk, because Pet Milk costs less, generally, than any other form of whole milk. One thing which can really foul up a busy housewife's day is having an ailing youngster underfoot. A big kid who's just sick enough to stay home, but not sick enough to stay in his room. Like the big kid at 79 Wistful Vista right now. The illness is just a pain in the tummy, but the patient is a pain in the neck. As we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
My aching everything. I feel awful, Molly. I got more odd pains than a stained glass window.
Now, you just take it easy, dear. You'll feel better soon. Why don't you go upstairs to bed so Mother can get her work done?
No, I'll stay here. In the way. I'm too weak to get up off this davenport anyhow. Bite the end off this cigar for me, will you? I ain't got the strength for it.
Neither have I, for those cigars. No. If I bit into that thing, I'd be sicker than you are. Where do you hurt, sweetheart?
Well, I hurt upstairs all morning. Then I hurt in the dining room all through breakfast. And now I hurt right here on the davenport. It's mostly my stomach.
It's probably because you are mostly stomach.
Yeah. Hey, did you find Doc Gamble yet? Did you tell him it's an emergency? Is he on his way? Did you call him? Did you get him?
No, the doctor's still out on calls, McGee. Uh-huh. His nurse will phone us when she finds him and...
Well, he better sew up whoever he's working on and get over here. I know what it is this time, Molly. It's my appendix. You usually claim it's just something I ate, but this time you got to admit that I know what...
Speaking of something you ate, just what did you eat last night after I went to bed? I heard you prowling around downstairs.
Last night? Light snack. Something to help me sleep. Bowl of chili. A couple of francs. And half a jar of Uncle Will Mills corn relish. Banana with peanut butter.
Heavenly days.
Now, a sick man has got to keep up his strength, Molly. When you're sick, you got to humor those cravings for food. Build up your resistance. Right now, I got a craving for some of them dill pickles you put up, and I think...
Dill pickles?
Yeah.
Are you sure this is appendicitis, dearie? Oh. My sister had a craving for dill pickles, and it turned out that she... No!
Don't you worry. I know what it is. It's appendicitis. I keep getting a dull pain. My head aches. My ears ring. You see? You hear my ears ring?
Doorbell, sweetheart. Come in. Oh, it's the old-timer, McGee. Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hey, Johnny, what you doing lying? Down?
I'm sick, old-timer. Appendix. Gonna have to have it took out.
Well, it's a good thing I stopped by, Johnny. I'll look you over. Stick out your tongue.
Huh? Oh, okay, but...
How does it look, Mr. Oldtimer?
Like a yard of wet muslin, daughter. How's it look to you, Johnny?
I don't know. I can only see half of it. Besides, I don't
Uh-oh.
Think...
Hey, that's a mighty bad swelling on your stomach there, son. Looks awful red, too.
That's a hot water bottle.
This?
Why, certainly. My gosh, my stomach is way down here.
Way down there? Oh, you're worse off than I thought, Johnny. Don't worry, I know what to do. Boil some water, daughter.
Boil some water?
Yep, and throw some tea leaves in it. I'll take mine with lemon. Johnny can't have any. He's sick. But don't you worry, son. I'll pull you out of this. If it takes a block and tackle.
Now, look, just leave me alone, will you? Just go away and let me share my agony with just my little wife.
You're sweet to share it with me, dearie.
You know, kids, this looks to me like a clear case of Clanostoris metastilis.
Hmm?
Papa had it all his life.
Yeah?
Just lay there on the sofa on his back while Mama took in washing so...
Yes, we know. But I don't think this calls for any amateur treatment, Mr. Oldtimer.
What do you mean, amateur, daughter? Why, when I was just a young fellow back in Cairo, Egypt, I was famous as a veterinary surgeon.
Yeah, horse doctor, eh?
Nope. Camel doctor, Johnny.
Oh.
I wrote endorsements for him for the magazine.
Oh. How'd you like living in Egypt, Mr. Oldtimer?
Well, sir...
When I was in vaudeville, I knew some Arabians. Arabian tumblers. One of them was Sir Ahmed Abdullah Fazi.
Sir Ahmed?
Yeah. Yeah, he was an Arabian knight.
A Bedouin?
No, he was a good one.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I hear it. The way I hear it, one feller says to the feller, say, I hear your screwball brother is building airplanes now. He got one that flies faster than sound? No, says t'other feller, but he's getting close. He's got one that sounds faster than flies. Well, so long, kid.
So long.
Billy Mills and the orchestra, and Don't Rock the Boat.
Terrible. I sure hope I ain't got anything fatal, you know what? Them fatal diseases take so long to recuperate from. Hey, do I feel a draft?
At your age? I don't think so, dearie. Incidentally, what's that you're eating?
Mustard pickle sandwich? I ain't eating it incidentally. I'm eating it on purpose.
Mustard pickles?
Yep.
That's a happy little diet for a sick man. If Dr. Gamble... Are you lighting another cigar?
Yep, I had to. The other one was all smoked up.
But cigars, mustard pickles. What kind of treatment is that for a sick man?
Oh, my gosh, what difference does it make? I've got to be operated on anyway. After all, taking my appendix out is no simple thing. That requires a laparotomy.
Laparotomy?
Yeah, a laparotomy. They cut a hole in my lap and take my appendix out of me. Yes, laparotomy, which means...
Come in. Oh, it's Ole from the Elks Club, McGee. Hello, Ole.
Well, hello, Mrs. Hello, McGee.
Hello, Ole. Have the fellas asked about me down at the Elks?
Why should they? Somebody else tear the pool table cover so they don't even miss you. What are you doing anyway? Taking a nap?
He's ill, Ole.
Yeah.
He's been ill, Ole, all day. Been ill, Ole, all day. Ole, all day. Hey, I can yodel.
Well, what seemed to be the matter, McGee? Spring fever, maybe?
How could I have spring fever in October?
Well, why not? Yorms don't get calendars.
Huh?
My cousin Sven, he got 7 years itch when he was 92 years old. Never saw such a happy feller.
Say, how are the children these days, Ole? All well, I trust.
Well, don't trust them too far, Mrs. Little Lars, he's suffering today from a hangover.
You mean hangover? He's only six, isn't he?
Sure, but it isn't hangover, it's hangunder.
Oh?
He hang on the ice wagon, snitching the ride, and a cake of ice falls on his head.
Well, I guess that's the way it is in a large family, Ole. Just one little excitement after another.
Sure, that's the way it goes, Mrs. Bullis lost her fun, too. Well, I wouldn't sell my little family for... Oh, well, what difference is it? Nobody ever makes me an offer. So long, Mrs. So long, McGee. Don't took any wooden pills.
Goodbye, Ole. I think Ole's awfully sweet and so devoted to his family.
Yeah. Well, the bigger the family, the more you got to devote to him. Oh, no, I feel awful. Hey, Molly, you think a glass of root beer with a raw egg in it would help me?
Help what? Kill you? Yes, I think so.
Well, I got to keep up my strength, you know. This is only Tuesday. Can't be operated on in a weekend condition.
Come in.
Hello, doctor. Quick, call the hospital and set up an operation for me. Emergency. I want the best anesthetist.
McGee, open your eyes, lover. It's not Dr. Gamble. It's Mr. Wilcox.
Oh. Oh, hi, Milcox.
Hi, pal. What's the matter with him, Molly? Sick?
I've been took ill, Junior. Critical.
He has a little attack of indigestion, Mr. Wilcox.
What do you mean, a little attack of indigestion? I got the appendicitis. That's what I got. I can make just as good a dognosis in my case as the next guy. Hey, Molly.
Yes, Pat?
We got any bacon soda?
Yes, we have, and I must say it's the most sensible suggestion you've made today.
Well, look, you get it and mix a little flour with it and make me some hot biscuits. That'll keep up my strength till I get to the hospital. Hey, you know anything about the Wistful Vista Hospital, Junior? How's the food over there?
Oh, they serve the best food there is, pal.
Yeah?
They're pet customers of mine, you know.
Well, I can understand that all right. There are so many ways to use pet.
Well, I ain't concerned with how they use it, Molly, as long as the meals are good. Because when I'm in that hospital, by George...
Of course, every hospital knows no food is more important to their baby's steady growth than milk. And no other form of milk is better for bottle-fed babies than pet evaporated milk.
I'm sick, Junior. Let's talk about me and me going to the hospital.
Why is pet milk such a wonderful milk for babies? Mm. Because it's easy to digest. Because it contains all the nourishing whole milk substances a baby needs.
If you had appendicitis, Junior, you wouldn't let me...
Because pet milk, the first evaporated milk, is fortified with pure crystalline vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, which helps a baby to develop sound teeth and strong, straight bones.
McGee thinks it's appendicitis, but I claim it's...
Not only that, but pet milk, sterilized as it is in sealed cans, is as safe for babies...
Oh!
Stop thrashing around, McGee, and lie down.
As safe from harmful germs as if there were no such thing in the world.
No.
That's why pet milk, the first evaporated milk...
Hey, Milky.
...is the first choice of smart mothers what?
Look, Junior... I'm getting a headache from all this yammering. Ain't there something we can do about it?
No, I don't know. What would you do for a headache, Molly?
Take a powder, Mr. Wilcox.
Okay, so long.
say.
You told old cow juice to trickle on home. And about time, too. I get less sympathy from people around here. Oh, my stomach. I'm sick. Why am I the one that always has to get sick? I got a regular monotony on sickness in this house.
You don't mean monotony, McGee. You mean monopoly.
Look, Tootsie, weak as I am, everybody knows that's wrong. Monopoly is when a guy only gets married once, like I to you, to me.
That's monogamy, dearie.
Monogamy? Oh, yeah. And what's our dining room table made out of? Philippine monogamy, that's what it is.
Philippine mahogany, that is.
Well, what did I say wrong in the first place?
You said you had a monotony on sickness around here. Monotony means dull and humdrum.
Humdrum is right. Feel this tummy of mine, humming like a drum. Oh, why did I... I'll get it. No, I'm sick. You get it.
All right. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, doctor. Yes, thank you, doctor.
What'd he say?
He said to get to the hospital right away, and he'd get there as soon as he could. He said to hurry, and he said he doubted if it was really serious, but he said it was silly to take any chances, even with your life.
Ah, good old duck. Well, call a cab, kiddo. Throw something in a bag for me. My shaving stuff, house slippers, a few sandwiches, a couple of bananas, and my shotgun.
Your shotgun?
Yeah, they never pay any attention to them bells at the hospital. Well, shoot the shotgun into a bedpan, they'll come
along. Oh!
Ah, there goes a good kid. And steady as a rock. Here I am, took critically ill with appendicitis, and does she get flustered and upset? No, sir. Hey, come to think of it, she's taking this thing awful lightly. I wonder if my... Come in, driver. Oh, she hasn't called a cab yet. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh. Oh, hi, Teeny. I won't have much time to talk to you, sis. I'm going to the hospital.
Gee, somebody sick, mister?
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
Oh. Hey, Willie Toops was at the hospital yesterday. He was fascinated.
By what?
Dr. Gamble.
Oh. Well, Doc's an interesting character, sis, but I'd hardly call him fascinating.
I wanna betcha. He's been fascinating all the kids in the neighborhood. And it hardly hurts at all, either.
You mean he was vaccinated?
That's what...
I says, you mean he was vaccinated?
Who?
Willie Toops.
When?
Yesterday.
Where?
At the hospital.
What'd it cost?
Well, search me.
Yeah, you see, you don't know so much. Oh, there must be an awful lot of sickness around, mister.
Yeah.
Even my little doggie is sick. Margaret.
Oh.
Poor little Margaret. He's just a wonderful little dog. You know what he did once?
What'd he do once?
Saved my life when I was swimming.
Oh.
I was way, way, way in over my head, and Margaret saw I was in trouble, and he ran over and bit the lifeguard.
That's a big help.
Well, it was, I betcha. The lifeguard hollered out, "Whose blankety nasty swear word bad name mutt is this?" And everybody pointed at me, and he dived in, and he pulled me out and spanked me. Gee, if it hadn't been for Margaret, I'd have drowned.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the hospital, mister, you mustn't talk so much. Goodbye now.
Good night, Irene.
The Kingsmen and Goodnight Irene.
Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife are parted. Guess I'll take another stroll downtown. Irene, good night, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you.
Sometimes I live in the country, sometimes I live in town, sometimes I have a great notion, I'm gonna jump in the river and drown.
calling from, Doctor? Oh, I see. Well, yes, Dr. Gamble, Mr. McGee is here, heaven help us. Been here an hour, and he's got the whole hospital in an uproar. How's that, Doctor? Keep him quiet. Keep him quiet, he says, Eddie.
Huh? Keeping that jerk quiet is like keeping...
Hush, Eddie, hush. Yes, Doctor, we'll try. Could I give him a little sedative to shut him up, Doctor? Like maybe half a pound of morphine?
Or a hit in the head?
Oh, can't, huh? Well, then is it all right if I take a sedative, Doctor? My nerves are... Oh, well, thank you. We'll have him ready, Doctor.
Well, I hope Gamble gets here pretty soon. If that little pest lets one more yap out of him,
hey,
I'll get...
Hey, nurse! Intern! Where's my dinner? I'm hungry!
There he goes.
Wait on me, somebody. Where's the nurse? Somebody do something for me. Hey, nurse!
Well... Let's go quiet the patient, Eddie.
Oh, give me 15 minutes alone with him, and I'll quiet him. Nothing wrong with him. That taping that loud mouth shut, wouldn't it, Eddie? Oh! And how is our little patient getting along now? Comfortable, are we?
No, I'm not comfortable, are we? That rather, what kind of a relapse factory are you guys running here, anyway? I'm a paying patient, and I don't want to be left alone.
You're not alone, dearie. Mother's with you.
You don't count, Molly.
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm paying for service around here. Why don't I get it? The runaround, that's what I get. I'm sick.
You're sick.
You betcha, and I'm going to get service around here if I have to tear this joint apart. By George, if I don't get my dinner...
Now, McGee, Dr. Gamble says you're not to eat anything till he gets here. That's how you got here in the first place, eating.
I know just what we need, Mr. McGee. I'll bet we're ready for our bath right now, aren't we?
I don't know about our bath, sis, but I had mine before I left home. And I had another one when I got here.
Well, a nice bath will make you feel a lot better.
No.
In fact, a bath for you will make us all feel better.
Wheel the tub in, Bert!
Hey, wait a minute. My gosh, I have two baths already. I can't get dirty just laying here.
You come with me, Mrs. McGee. We'll go fill out the record.
All right, nurse. Be brave, dearie. This won't hurt.
But doggone it, I don't need a bath.
Doctor knows best, Mr. McGee. That's a good patient.
Grab his feet, Benny.
Huh?
Whip his nightshirt off, Ray.
Hey, cut it out. Hey, that water's too hot. That rat is...
How do you feel now, dearie?
Awful. All washed up. I wish I was home. I'm hungry and they
won't... Well, now, Dr. Gamble will fix you up, dearie. Don't you worry. He'll be here soon.
Well, gee whiz, this is a serious thing, Molly. Having your appendix out is not like having a tooth pulled, you know.
I hope not. That wisdom tooth I had was the worst thing I ever...
Right in here, doctor. There you are.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. So glad to see you.
Hello, Molly. Welcome to the Wistful Vista Hospital, Eggface.
It's about time you got here, Fat.
I'm sick. Notice how drawn I look?
Now that you mention it, you do look drawn.
Yeah.
Like you were drawn with broken chalk by a left-handed student in a kindergarten art class. Has he had his bath, Miss Fenimore?
Yes.
Have I had a bath? Six baths, Fatso. I've been washed, bathed, rubbed, scrubbed, rinsed, doused, wrung out, and hung out to dry.
Oh, now, McGee, don't get so excited.
They like to drown me. That's what they like to do to me.
I don't blame
them. If they'd have drowned me, I'd have sued this joint for malfeasance.
Stick a
practice.
Thermometer in his mouth, nurse.
Wait a minute.
That'll keep him quiet while you give me a rundown on his symptoms, Molly. Mm. What's he got? A little case of hypergluttony?
Well, he has been eating rather foolishly, Doctor. Got up this morning with a pain in his tummy, and he's been between moaning and munching all day. He thinks it's his appendix, but personally...
I'll tell you, I got a finish.
Well, we'll find out, Molly. Get me his case history, Miss Fenimore, please.
Yes, Doctor, I have it on my desk.
And call X-ray. I want some pictures and a blood count.
You don't count blood, tummy thumper. You measure it.
Will you shut up, beefball? Before I start any carving on you, I'd like to find out what shape you're in.
Although your shape, nobody would believe.
Oh, you're sweet, Doc. Trying to cheer me up. Kid me along, but it's no use trying to save my feelings. I'll be brave. I'll be ready for it.
My hero.
My appendix has got to come out. That's it. I'm no crybaby. I know it'll hurt like everything, but I won't cry.
Oh, now, there, McGee. Don't you worry. Mother's with you.
Sympathize with me, Molly. Tell me how brave I am, having my appendix.
Of course you're brave. Of course you're brave, and I'm proud.
Don't you worry a bit, my boy. If I take your appendix out, it won't hurt a bit.
Won't hurt a bit, he says. That's what you always say. Why, back in 1934...
Here's Mr. McGee's history, Doctor. 1929, remove thumb from bowling ball. ...1932, set broken arm, fractured while patting self on back after winning Elks Club pool tournament. 1934, appendectomy. 1935...
Just what I thought.
Huh?
You haven't got any appendix, beetle brain. I took it out in 1934.
You mean it don't grow back? I got immunity?
Of course it doesn't grow back, McGee.
Now get out of here, you little faker. The hospital needs this room.
Oh, boy, what a relief. You hear that, Molly? I got immunity. I got no appendix. Call a cab. Hand me my pants. Hand me my shotgun. No, hold everything. Here comes my dinner.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. From the time your baby is born until he is a year old, he does more growing than at any other time in his life. And what must your baby have in order to make the best of growth, to build sound teeth and strong, straight bones? He must have the minerals of milk plus enough vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, to put those minerals to work. That's what every baby gets in Pet Milk. And just as important, Pet Milk is safe for baby, as free from germs as if there were no such thing in the world. Easy to digest, too, and uniformly rich. Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, can help your baby grow into the sturdy, happy, well-developed child you want him to be. No wonder when a baby needs to have milk from a bottle, doctors all over America recommend Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, the first food for babies.
McGee, I've been meaning to tell you I heard the best news at the hospital this afternoon.
Yeah?
That nice old Irishman, the one who broke his leg, he's up and around again.
Who's that?
You know the one. His name is, I can't think of his name.
Oh, Shaw.
Shaw, that's the one.
Huh? Oh, good night.
Good night, all.
First evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Many a story has been told about mothers-in-law, but the story of the week on Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning is a mother-in-law story you'll never forget. Don't miss this chapter in the life of the Carter family. And don't miss the Pet Milk recipe of the week for a grand new dessert called Southern Nut Pie. It's a big double feature program, so be sure to tune in next Saturday morning to Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor. Next week, Baby Snooks returns to the Chimes Network, NBC.